Hi there. The word for you today is pray for God's favor. In Proverbs 3 verse 4, we read, "Find favor in the sight of God and man." You know what? To fulfill your God-given assignment in life, whatever it may be, you will need God's favor. How did Joseph go from being a lowly inmate to running the whole prison system? The Bible tells us, Genesis 39, the Lord was with Joseph and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. Why did King Ahasuerus choose a Jewish slave girl named Esther to be his queen when he had a whole kingdom full of prospects? Again, the Bible tells us, Esther 2, verse 17, she obtained grace and favor in his sight. So he set the royal crown upon her head. How did Samuel go from being a caretaker or a custodian in the temple to being a prophetic voice to the whole nation? The Bible tells us, 1 Samuel 2:26, Samuel grew in favor with both the Lord and men. What did all these favored people have in common? First, they gave their best effort. You say, what does that mean? That means, well, they excelled at what God gave them to do. And when the time came, he promoted them. Second, they put others first. Think about this. David served King Saul even though he was a ruthless boss. Ruth worked to support her widowed mother-in-law Naomi, while Naomi's other daughter-in-law Orpah thought only of herself. Third, they sought guidance and had a teachable spirit. That's important. God answered Ruth's request by giving her Naomi, the right mentor, Boaz, the right boss, and making sure she got into the right field. God's favor will connect you with the right people and get you to the right place. When your chosen field is the field God has chosen for you, you can't help but be blessed in it. No, you won't be exempt from troubles and trials. We all get those, but you'll succeed. Through the favor of God, you'll succeed in what you've been called to do.